Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Pope Benedict was scheduled on Wednesday to tour the new premises of the Specola Vaticana, or Vatican Observatory. This summer, the observatory moved from its former location on the top floors of the Papal Palace in Castel Gandolfo to occupy a renovated monastery within the grounds of the Pope's summer residence. The new premises affords greater space for the Specola's extensive library and precious meteorite collection, as well as accommodation to the increasing number of young Jesuit priests who enter this field of scientific research. Emma McCarthy spoke to the director of the Specola, Father José Funes.
This is a very important visit for us, and a very significant one, because it is a sign of Benedict XVI, of his interest for science, and for in particularly our work and at the Vatican Observatory. Sometimes science is presented as against religion, or that the Church is against science, and this is simply not true. And it's important for the Vatican Observatory and for the Church to be there where the most important research is going on. In collaboration with the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, we are organizing a study week on astrobiology, which is a research of life in the universe, where, in which places we should search for sign of life in the universe.
So once again, the Specola Vaticana at the forefront of questioning.
This is a very interesting topic. Many big institutions are involved in this kind of research, just to say NASA, for example. Besides, this is an interdisciplinary study. Biology and astronomy interact together. And as you can imagine, there are many other philosophical and theological questions that may raise with this kind of research.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.